I'll make the first question. What about the words from the Ripple of Time speech, is particularly, what about it resonates so loudly even today?
That speech was given 2 years to the day before Robert Kennedy was killed. June 6, 1966 was the date of the speech in Cape Town, South Africa, at the university. And it is one of the most beautiful speeches in the English language, certainly in the 20th century. And many parts of it are relevant for us today. But the concept of ripples of hope really is an important one in understanding Robert Kennedy's vision for America and his belief in the efficacy of individual action, the belief that each of us had both the responsibility and the opportunity to make a difference. We may be small pebbles, and so our ripples may be small ones, but when they're aggregated, when they come together, that mighty current is built. That's really the belief of an activist man, which Robert Kennedy was, from an activist family, and his concept of what the opportunity was of being a citizen of a republic. He said that in a democracy, citizen is the proudest title.
It's interesting to think that his brother, Jack, talked about, you know, telling us to ask what we can do for our country. And then in the Ripple of Hope speech, he talked about, Bobby talked about throwing a pebble in there and being one of those ripples. It was a continuing theme, wasn't it?
It really is. And in the 50 years since, there are many Americans who deeply miss Robert Kennedy. Certainly, I am one of them. But I think rather than have us look for who the next Robert Kennedy is, I think Robert Kennedy would tell us to become more active ourselves, to get engaged, to be our own Robert Kennedys, as it were. And that ripple of hope concept is central to that.
The Ripple speech and the speech after the assassination of Dr. King, perhaps two of the best known. What else are we going to see in RFK, his words for our times?
Our book collects the very best of Robert Kennedy's public remarks. He gave more than 300 speeches over the course of his career on topics that continue to be principal concerns of the United States today. How one creates a better life for oneself and one's family, the need for jobs for all Americans, the opportunity, the challenge to bridge the gaps between races, between ages, between geographies. So all of that is covered in this speech. There are wonderful words from a stylistic perspective, but really what they provide is a comprehensive vision for what America can be to realize its ideals, a sense for what the role the individual can play in that process, and even a series of specific policy guidelines, ways of moving forward to help solve these problems. So our hope is that readers will be entertained. We provide the narrative weave of Kennedy's life and times around these words so that you get their context. We believe that they'll be inspired on the same principal challenges that we still face now. And we think they'll be moved by the front of the book, which are the reflections of world leaders on Robert Kennedy's impact on them personally or on their countries or the broader world. We have 5 Nobel Peace Prize winners, 4 presidents, winners of 22 Grammys, Fortune's Businessman of the Year, really interesting, diverse perspectives about Kennedy's impact on them and message for us.
Rick, thank you very much. It's a great collection and very, very interesting to read it and to think back. I'm old enough to remember it too. So thank you very much for the time.
I appreciate it, Mitch, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to the KRLD audience. And I'll be down, I hope, in Dallas in June. So,
okay. Well, let us know.
Indeed. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.